Hello, my babe. Welcome back to the channel. Today, we're going to be talking about protecting your energy, especially when it comes to your friendships, when it comes to setting boundaries in your personal relationships. You have the responsibility to protect your energy. Now, this isn't to excuse others for taking advantage of you or for being energy vampires and trying to steal your energy. It's not to say that they're not to blame at all, but it is to say that these people typically have certain signs and they have these red flags that they show. So it's honestly your responsibility to then set yourself up and set those boundaries so that no one can take advantage of you. It's your responsibility to protect yourself. That starts with honestly owning your value, knowing how valuable your time is, knowing how valuable your energy is. If you're still feeling like you're not sure what is going on with your self-worth, you need to reflect on that and you need to work on that. Maybe if you're feeling insecure, maybe all you need to do is put a little bit more effort into your appearance or put a little bit more effort into learning more skills so you actually feel more valuable, right? Because sometimes we can say, oh, just be confident. But it's easier said than done. And a lot of the times, it's so much easier to feel more confident when we're actually providing more value or when we actually feel like we look good. So do what you need to do. Start eating better. Start changing those habits in a way that's going to make you more valuable in your own eyes. So that way that is reflected back to you in the way that other people treat you. And when you have to create these boundaries, you don't make the mistake of trying to be nice and go back into your people-pleasing ways and let people take advantage of you. Now listen, I know you are invested in your personal growth. Because you're watching this video, I already know that you take time to better yourself. You take time to learn, shift your mindset, and that's great. I commend you for that. But you cannot take everyone with you. The people currently in your life are people that you have manifested into your life based off of your past emotions, based off of your past habits and past behaviors. So when you're embarking on this journey of personal growth and manifesting with intention, you need to revisit your current relationships and you need to make sure that they are actually serving for your growth and not holding you back. Because when we feel, oh my gosh, we've learned so much, then we get into the mode where we become like the community problem solvers. And so now we are literally taking it upon ourselves to try to help everybody else instead of focusing on our own personal growth. Understand that as much as you feel like you've learned so much and all this information is so amazing and you can't wait to help everyone around you, understand that your friends and family have equal access to the same information and yet they haven't made the decision to better themselves. So if you are going to sit here and try to force personal growth on someone else because you love them, while you may have the best intentions, it's never going to work out in your favor because they will not appreciate the information you're giving them. They'll actually resent you for thinking that you're better than them and trying to change their lives, right? Unless a friend or a family member actually comes to you and is like, hey, I've seen you improving your life. I see that you're doing a lot better. I would love to get your advice because I also want to change my life. Can you tell me what you did? Can you give me some advice? Like if someone's coming to you asking for advice or asking for help, that's different, right? But if they're not asking you for any help, they're not asking you for any advice, don't give it to them. They will not appreciate it, okay? And they will take advantage of it. And it's not their fault. It's in human nature to do so. I'm going to give you a few tips on how you can identify if someone is actually in a growth mindset. Because if they're just in a fixed mindset, they're still in their victim ways, their victim mentality, there is nothing you can do to help them. But if they have a growth mindset, then maybe with time and patience, you can let them come to you over time and ask you for advice and then help them along the way. But honestly, if you identify someone as having a fixed mindset, babe, you can love this person so much, but I guarantee you, you will never be able to change them. Transitioning from having a fixed mindset to opening up your mind to growth and change, that's a huge decision to make. There's a lot of inner work that needs to be done before someone gets to the point where they're like, okay, I've hit my rock bottom, it's time to grow, it's time to change, or I'm finally ready to take accountability for everything that's gone wrong and I'm ready to claim that personal power and change my life. Like, that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort to make that decision. You cannot force that on other people, right? So when someone is already in their growth mindset, maybe they're not on the same level or on the same kind of journey that you're on, but at least you both have the same basis of wanting to grow and wanting to expand. Maybe that looks differently for you than it does for them. It doesn't matter. We don't have to be exactly identical to everyone around us, but we all have to kind of relatively be on the same page in order for the relationship to be mutually beneficial. So how do you know if someone's in a fixed mindset? Well, it's very easy. You look at the words that they're saying, you look at how they talk about their life, how they talk about their relationships, how they talk about their goals, and then you look at their actions and their results. So for example, if someone is constantly saying that they want to lose weight or they want to do this or they want to do that, but you don't see them putting in any effort towards that goal, and obviously over time there's no results created, then this person has inner work that they need to do. They are not ready to grow. They haven't fully made that decision of what they want, and they're still in their fixed mindset. They haven't expanded yet towards actually putting in the action. Now, it's not for you to judge them, right? Some people just haven't gotten to that point yet where they feel like really it's time to make a decision. Sometimes someone needs to gain a little bit more weight, or their life needs to get a little bit worse to a point where they finally wake up and say, okay, this is it. I'm going to take control. So in order for them to get to that point, you have to leave them alone. You cannot come in here trying to rescue everybody, trying to be everybody's therapist, trying to like take their growth into your hands. It is not your responsibility, and you cannot do it for them. And it's not fair to you to surround yourself by people who aren't on the same journey as you, people who aren't trying to grow at all. That's going to hold you back in the long run, because you're up here, they're over here, and instead of them coming up to you and up to your level, you are going to have to stoop down to their level in order to remain friends with them. Have you ever had this experience where you haven't spoken to someone for a long time? Maybe it's a friend from school or an old job that you had and you used to be close and you just drifted apart, right? And then you connect with that person again and you realize, wow, it's been like 2-3 years since I've spoken to this person and they are still in the exact same situation. Maybe they have a different relationship, but their new relationship is the same kind of toxic relationship that they had 2 years ago. Maybe they have a different job, but they're having the same kind of money issues that they had 2 years ago. Maybe it's been 2 years and they're still having the same health problems. They're still having the issues losing the weight. They're still having the issues achieving some goal in their life. This person has not grown at all. They are in a very, very obvious fixed mindset. It's like they're stuck at one point in time and the time keeps going, but it's like they keep looping in the same kind of cycle. They're still in the same point in their life because they haven't really grown or changed anything. These are the kinds of people that will continuously drag you into their life drama day in and day out until you are completely drained and until you start to now manifest the same situations into your life. Because remember, you become who you surround yourself with. I don't care if you're doing your inner work every single day. If you are constantly hanging out with people who are in their fixed mindsets, who aren't growing, aren't doing any kind of inner work, they're not ambitious, they don't care about their health, you will soon have those same traits. They will literally rub off on you over time because your willpower cannot beat energy. life is energy. Everything is energy. When you put yourself in an energetic field of someone who has such strong fixed mindset energy, they are going to infect you, okay? Because in order to continue to speak with this person, you're going to have to keep talking about the same kind of things. They're not going to be able to match your energy, so you're going to have to stoop down to their energy and talk about their victim situations, talk about their problems, their issues. In order to relate to these people, you're going to have to talk about your past. You're going to have to complain about things. You're not going to be able to maintain your high vibe energy while you're with these people, because if they could maintain a high vibe, their life wouldn't be this bad. They would have better outcomes. They would be acting towards their goals. They wouldn't be sitting here complaining. They would be doing something. So when you are setting your boundaries with people, keep it very, very clear what it is that you are here for and what it is that you're not here for. You are not here to be someone's unpaid therapist. You are not here to be someone's unpaid life coach. You are not here to solve someone else's problems. You are not responsible for anyone else's problems. Of course, it's totally acceptable to be there for your friends and family in times of need, right? If they're going through something, support them, be there for them. But it doesn't mean that then you have to like take on the weight of their problems every single day. There's a difference between a friend going through something and needing you for support in that situation versus someone being in a constant pattern of issues, victim mindset, continuously manifesting the same negative situations and then constantly bringing you in, and you are getting emotionally involved in these situations. Like it or not, by allowing yourself to be involved in these patterns, you are contributing to their stagnation. You are contributing to their toxic cycles, and you are also holding yourself back from growing because you're too stuck in their problems to focus on your own growth. And their problems will start to reflect into your life, which is insane. If someone is complaining to you about their annoying boyfriend every single day and you have a happy relationship with your boyfriend, eventually them complaining to you is going to get so deeply ingrained into your mind, you're going to change your perception to see that reality now. So maybe from hanging out with this girl that you just met who has a lot of boyfriend drama, you have a perfectly healthy relationship with your boyfriend, but all of a sudden you start having the same kind of arguments, you start feeling the same kind of triggers. It's like you are embodying that version of that woman that you just met without even wanting to do it. It was almost like it happened against your will, but it didn't happen against your will because you continue to associate with people and remain in that energetic field. So it's only a matter of time before that rubs off on you and then you manifest that into your own life. Do yourself a favor and do the other person a favor and set those clear boundaries. Obviously, if you want more specific advice as to how to set boundaries in your situation, you're always welcome to book a one-on-one call with me or to join any of the courses that I have available. Everything's always linked in the description. You already know that. Another thing you have to keep in mind is that even though you may have healthy boundaries, the other person, your friend, your partner, your family member, they may not have healthy boundaries and you cannot create those boundaries for them. I know for me personally, I've always loved giving people advice. I've always loved helping my friends, sometimes to a fault. Like sometimes I have not stuck to my own boundaries and I have essentially coached people or been someone's basically unpaid therapist, and this has happened so many times over and over again in my friendships until I finally set those boundaries for myself. But for the longest time I was like blaming the other person. I was saying, oh, they took advantage of me. I was helping them every single day. We were sending voice messages back and forth. I helped them with all their problems, and now that they don't have any problems, they don't want to hang out with me anymore, blah, blah, blah. Like I would always blame others and say that it's their fault. They're using me. They're toxic. I'm just trying to help them. And look, they took advantage of me. They're terrible people. I hate them. But really, they didn't force me to, right? I allowed the friendship to be based off of them coming to me with all their problems, me helping them with their problems, and not getting anything in return. So I literally trained them to not appreciate me, not pay me for my time, my coaching, and just pretend to be my friend in order to get advice, right? I essentially trained them to do that. And then when they acted that way, I complained and said, oh, why are they using me? They're not using me. They were doing exactly what I allowed them to do. Had I set those boundaries, had I acted in my worth and not just allowed myself to just give everything without receiving anything in return, they would have learned to respect me, and I'd probably still be friends with these people to this day, because if I had set those boundaries, it wouldn't have led to the events that happened that caused us to no longer be friends. Now, I'm speaking very general because I'm telling you, this has happened with so many friends in my life that we're no longer friends because of this exact kind of pattern. And it took me a lot of inner work to really figure this out, because I was constantly like, why are these women trying to be my friends? Why are they always using me? Why am I always unappreciated? Because I didn't value myself and I didn't set those healthy boundaries. I took on their problems as my own problems. I let it affect my mental health. I started manifesting that negativity into my own life. And essentially, I downgraded my energy trying to help someone else instead of just keeping my energy high and letting them come up to my energetic level or find someone else to be friends with. So you are responsible for protecting your energy, all right? No one else owes you any kind of treatment. No one else owes you appreciation. You are the one who's responsible for making sure that you don't get taken advantage of, making sure that you are not just out here throwing away all your energy, throwing away all your gifts, right? If you go on the street and you're driving around throwing money out the window, you're not going to get mad at the people on the street that pick it up. You threw it at them. You threw a $100 bill. What are they going to do? Leave it on the floor? Chase after you to say, here, here, don't forget your money. No, you have to keep your money safe. You have to keep your energy safe. And I'll just throw it out and give it to just anyone for nothing in return. Okay? You are valuable. You are important. You need to set those boundaries for yourself. That's the only way to really protect your energy and keep away these energy vampires, right? But also keep in mind that most energy vampires, they're not malicious people. A lot of people are genuine, kind-hearted people that were just put in a bad situation where they just took advantage of you, or they took advantage of the opportunity that you gave them. They're not necessarily evil people. They just, you know, made a mistake, or they actually have their own inner work to do. So how can you expect them to be go above and beyond and be holier than thou, right? We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, but start to take accountability for what you can do to protect yourself. And that way you can learn from your past mistakes, from the situations that you were in, that you were wronged or taken advantage of or played, whatever you want to call it. You didn't deserve it. It's not your fault. But you do have the power to prevent that from happening again. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this chat. If you have any comments or questions, let me know in the comments below. Don't forget to like and subscribe and check out all my playlists. I have the Inner Work playlist. I have the Divine Feminine playlist, the Money and Business playlist, all these fun sections for you to go in and binge the content so you can level up quick. Okay? I love you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Mwah.